This story from Karen comes as a new report from the Institute for Fiscal Studies suggests that, in fact, it could be middle-aged and older people who will suffer most the effects of the pandemic, both in terms of their health prospects and their wealth as well. So have you struggled to find work because you are older and have more experience? I'm still thinking about David's process of dyeing his hair because it made him look younger, and that's what got him the job. It's amazing what's going on out there. Let's talk to Donna Obstfeld, who's a HR consultant from Hertfordshire. Donna, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Roberto.
Donna, I hope we find you well. You've listened to Karen's interview. What did you make of it?
It's not an unfamiliar story. There are a lot of people who, unfortunately, have been made redundant over the last 18 months. And first of all, just looking at that redundancy, that used to be a huge stigma. Now, obviously, because of circumstances, it's not such a big stigma, but it is very much an employer's market at the moment. There are people who are, a lot of people who are unemployed, and therefore employers are being very picky about who they're choosing to bring on board within their business.
And that is their right, of course. They have to choose who they think will fit in best into their environment.
Yeah, and it's not always just about the skill set or the experience, but sometimes it's about the cultural fit as well. And I don't like to say it's about Marks and Spencer's, but I am a Marks and Spencer's fan, but Marks and Spencer's has a very a specific reputation and a very particular way of working, and that can mean or can be interpreted that actually the staff will be less flexible going into a new environment, a smaller environment, and therefore those people aren't seen as coming from the right culture or having the right transferable skills for the next employer.
You're right, but is it not also the idea that perhaps you could think, look at Karen, however many years she's worked for MNS as a buyer, she would have been responsible for a big budget and would have known what to do and how to do it, otherwise she wouldn't have been at MNS. Maybe she can add something to a new employer, bring her experience, take on board what the new employer wants, and actually be an asset going forward.
Absolutely, and her challenge, as she has discovered, is to find the right employer for her, someone who appreciates the skills and experience that she's got. And that's not easy to see or feel from the outside. The other thing I would say is that sometimes employers feel threatened or challenged by somebody with that kind of experience, with that kind of skill set. And I would say that probably extends to your gentleman, I didn't catch his name, but your ex-army
David.
Gentleman.
Oh, someone else.
With 30 years experience of the army, because again, there's a stereotype that these people are going to be very regimented, very restricted, they're going to be used to working in a certain way, and they may not be as flexible as employers want, or employers may feel threatened by them. So I don't know if it's a matter of removing their age, although I appreciate that, you know, for some people that may help, but it's about being able to draw out the transferable skills and almost creating, people have to market themselves.
Okay.
People who have never been done any marketing at all in their lives are suddenly having to market themselves so that they stand out.
Okay, can you just explain what that means, Don? I think in this sense it means you've got to normally, I think for an interview these days, you've got to put up a little video of yourself. You've got to video yourself on your phone doing like a mobile, like a little showreel.
Those are horrible.
Well, look, I'll give you an example. My daughter's in, she's finished second year university, but before the third lockdown began, she was looking for a job where she lives in Leamington for a company that sells T-shirts. And after three interviews, it's a zero-hour contract, after three interviews, they asked to send in a video reel of what, I'm thinking, for selling T-shirts, don't behave yourselves.
Yeah, it's really hard. And my son is in exactly the same situation, was applying for internships, so not even a full-time role, and went through 100-plus applications. As some of your people have said, have never heard back from most of those organisations. And was also having to do these videos where you're talking at a screen, so you're not even... able to do it to your phone and re-record it if you don't like it, but it would literally flash up on the screen and you're having to talk and answer the question, which you had 10 seconds to read before it started recording you. Technology is also probably making this a lot harder for people, because AI is being used in a way that it's never been used before. And therefore, the human contact, the human decision-making, the bits that people will say, actually, there's something about that person. They don't look 100% on paper, but I can just see or feel something in that person. That's all gone now, because a lot of organisations, not all of them, but a lot of organisations are using some form of AI in their recruitment process. Be it
in what way? We say AI. What do you mean, Donna?
So there's all sorts of software out there now which will look for keywords. So if you don't happen to have that keyword in your CV or in your cover letter, your application is overlooked. It may be looking for certain patterns. So over a period of time, for example, if you've got too many jobs within a certain period of time, if you've got unexplained gaps in your CV, you don't know what these algorithms are looking for. And one of the problems with algorithms, is that they're only as good as the people that have actually written them. And therefore, what can happen is that you end up with a workforce that all look the same because they've looked at the people that they've got. They've said, right, these are the skill set or these are the profiles of all the people that work in this organization. These are the successful people. Therefore, we need to go and find more successful people that look and feel like the people that we've got. And that's where the AI isn't necessarily diversifying who is coming into the company, either in terms of age, in terms of demographic, in terms of experience, because it's just basing new recruitment on the people who are already in the business and doing well.
Don, I always appreciate you coming with you. You bring a fantastic level of expertise to the conversation. Is age a factor? Because Karen is 58. She's taken that number off the CV and it's beginning to move, or at least get a sniff of something. Is age a factor?
I would say age is always a factor, but that applies to our 21-year-olds as well as to the 58-year-olds as well as to the 60 and 70-year-olds. One of the big concerns with older workers, and I don't know where that line is drawn for the older workers, but one of the challenges is that the government took away the retirement age a number of years ago now, so that an employer, if they're taking on a 58-year-old, could have them for 10, 15 or 20 years. But it's really, really difficult to then get rid of that person as they become more frail, less able to cope, and less able to do the job. And that's something which I know a lot of employers are really scared about, because actually having a conversation with somebody and saying, you are now too old to do this job, you are now making mistakes, it's not the problem being 58, but it's what happens to them when they're 68. And employers have got no, and I'm going to say no decent way, because sometimes they end up having to fire these people for poor performance when actually they've given 10 years of really good service. So I do think that is a nervous thing, because actually a lot of employers aren't good at having difficult conversations.
Donna, thank you, as always. Donna Obstfeld, HR consultant from Hertfordshire. You've heard Donna, you've heard me play Karen's interview a couple of times.